This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, the politics of the EU as promised. It's basically too close to call in the British election tomorrow. A Labour win would bring about the UK's most left-wing government in decades. A win by the incumbent Conservatives on the right, though, might bring about something else entirely. Prime Minister David Cameron has promised a public referendum on Britain's membership in the European Union, a prospect not overwhelmingly popular with British businesses. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron launched his bid for re-election, pointing at the most photographed door in Britain, the door of No. 10 Downing Street, official London residence of British prime ministers for almost three centuries. Cameron said this election would either open or close a new era of prosperity.
The next Prime Minister walking through that door will be me or Ed Miliband. You can choose an economy that grows, or you can choose the economic chaos of Ed Miliband.
Miliband, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, launched his campaign in a similar vein, except he said re-electing Cameron would bring chaos, especially if he holds a referendum on Britain's European Union membership. Miliband urged the voters to back his plan for Britain.
It's a better plan that won't risk jobs, exports and investment by threatening to leave the European Union.
Britain's EU membership does stir strong emotions. This, after all, is an island nation with an imperial past and a long history of repelling continental invaders.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender.
From Churchill defying Hitler's forces to Margaret Thatcher resisting the very idea that Britain should drop the pound and adopt the euro.
No. Yeah. No.
Cameron wants to renegotiate the terms of Britain's EU membership, cut some of the red tape strangling British business, claw back some of the powers that Britain has ceded to Brussels, and then ask the British people whether they want to stay in or quit the Union. A random survey of these voters, who do not wish to be named, suggests that Britain could vote to leave.
I don't feel very European, and I don't think many people in England do.
I want us to be a part of Europe. I do not like this British isolation.
I would say now, come out, and I still believe we can go it on our own.
British business is generally friendlier to the EU. Roughly half of British exports go to Europe. Sir Martin Sorrell, boss of the world's biggest ad agency, even questions the wisdom of holding an EU referendum.
Uncertainty is an enemy of taking risk and making investments. And the uncertainty of the referendum, whether it's in 2016 or 2017, at best it's neutral, at worst it's negative.
Sorrell and other pro-Europeans say pulling out would be a disaster. The UK could suddenly face tariffs and other barriers in its largest export market. They say 3 million British jobs could be lost.
I think that's all nonsense, frankly.
But economist Roger Bootle, author of The Trouble with Europe, doubts there'd be any lasting damage at all.
The vast majority of trade that currently takes place between the UK and the rest of the EU would continue to take place.
Britain itself is the single biggest export market for the rest of Europe, so he says they're hardly going to put up tariff barriers against it. And he argues if Britain left the EU, it would be free from what he calls excessive regulation.
If we then deregulated big time and set ourselves up as a lightly regulated economy, then I think it could turn out pretty quickly that Britain was better off out.
Bootle says Britain should focus on the more dynamic markets of the world. Over the last 6 years, the US economy has grown by 8%, China by 70%. The Eurozone has contracted. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.